Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. Our coverage of the Denver Gold Forum 2019 continues with our next company on our roster, Liberty Gold. I'm joined by Cal Everett, who is the president and CEO of Liberty Gold. And Liberty Gold trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol LGD. Welcome, Cal. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So give us a bit of an overview of Liberty Gold, the corporate history. Tell me a bit about your management team and let investors know some background.
Sure. The Liberty Gold was actually originally named Pilot Gold. And in the takeover by Newmont in 2011 of Frontier Gold, this was a stock dividend. Frontier found the Long Canyon deposit that was purchased by Newmont for 2.3 billion Canadian. And then Pilot Gold was spun out of that company. And then it, 2 or 3 years ago, we renamed it Liberty Gold because of the focus in the Great Basin and sediment-hosted Carlin-style gold systems. And when the spin-out happened, it had $5 million in cash and some Turkish projects and some kind of semi-decent but now not owned projects in the Great Basin. And the company has rechanged itself over the last 3 years into a pure U.S. gold explorer for oxide gold systems.
Fantastic. You recently did a financing. Can you give our investors a little insight into that? Who participated in it?
Yeah, it closed, I think it was Tuesday of last week, and it was for 15.7 million Canadian.
Wow.
That included the green shoe. It was done at a 3-cent discount to market with a 4-month hold and no warrant for dilution. That was taken down dominantly about 90% by 7 gold funds, pure gold funds in the United States and in Canada. And the insiders of the financing, we purchased $1.2 million of the $15.7 million raise ourselves.
Great. Okay. Well, that's a good amount that you raised. You're pretty cashed up and ready to roll.
Yeah, we're cashed up as well. We've signed a definitive agreement a while ago to sell an asset in Turkey, but that still hasn't closed yet. And if and when that closes, I'll be in Turkey in a few weeks. That would add another, over 2 years, $22 million U.S. or $30 million Canadian to the Treasury. So hopefully wow. That goes through. And then we wouldn't need any cash for at least 2.5 years.
Wow, fantastic. The focus of the company is oxide gold in the Great Basin. Can you tell me more about the Black Pine Oxide Gold Project in Idaho and how you acquired it?
Absolutely. When I joined the company, we were working on a project called Gold Strike in the Great Basin, another run-of-mine oxide heap leach system. And we drilled with historical drills about 1,700 holes went into PEA last year. And the after-tax IRR on that project was 29.4%. The after-tax NPV was around 120 million US, 2.3-year payback, to produce around 95,000 ounces of gold over an 8-9-year period. And now at $1,500 gold, because that study was done at $1,300, the after-tax IRR is now 41.5%.
Yeah.
The payback's 1.8 years, and the after-tax NPV is 210 million US. And that just shows you the leverage you have with the gold price. So when we started this year, we had a drill on that project. But 2.5 years ago, we purchased the Black Pine project at the recommendation of our VPX, Moira Smith. And so I bought that when I joined the company for $800,000 US, 300,000 shares of Liberty, and a 0.5% NSR that went to the vendor. Mm-hmm. And we bought 100%. So while we were working at Gold Strike, it took us over 2 years to get ready to drill our first hole on Black Pine.
Yeah.
And so we got our permit to drill it, I think it was the end of February this year. And we had two drills operating, one on Black Pine and one on Gold Strike. And as soon as we saw the first few holes out of Black Pine, we shut the Gold Strike project down. We put that quality of an economic project on just hold for this year,
Yeah. Moved
the drill to Black Pine. And what we found at Black Pine is probably one of the largest oxide gold systems found in the Great Basin. Oh, maybe in 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So exciting.
It's an amazing discovery. It is 12 square kilometers of oxide. The oxide bearing host rocks, the carbonate sequence, is 100 to 300 meters thick. We have no sulfides in it, even at a depth of 300 meters.
Wow.
So we're not saying it all runs.
Yeah.
Or is ore. But what we're saying is it's got... easily 4, 5, 6 million ounce potential.
Yeah.
And in the first square kilometer where we're drilling now, you can see the results are on the website. They're in news releases. We're targeting room for 150 to 200 million tons in a square kilometer.
Yeah.
And hoping to get to 2 million ounces once we drill that first square K out. But it's 12 square K of with 1,700 or 1,900 holes in it that show us the same.
Wow.
So it's that big of a system.
Yeah.
So that's why it's... That's why we changed focus.
Oh, yeah. That's so exciting. Wow. What are the targets going forward for Black Pine and for the company?
Drill, drill, drill.
Yeah.
and we'll put some more money into Gold Strike next year. But right now, there's two drills on Black Pine, and a core rig will go in about 2 weeks. And we're contemplating bringing a fourth rig in, another RC rig. And we're fully budgeted for four drills for all of next year. Hopefully have metallurgy out by the end of the first quarter. And then we're just going to, once we get through a targeted 2 million ounce resource, then we'll contemplate releasing that.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds like there's a lot for investors to look forward to and lots to keep an eye on for Liberty Gold coming up. That's great. Can you tell us a little bit about your share price right now? And you've clearly explained why it's a company that investors should watch. But just to wrap up, let me know what your share price is and what investors can look forward to.
Yeah, the market cap is around 150 million Canadian with 18 million in cash. And hopefully with the Turkish asset sale coming into it as well to support it. There's around 240 million shares outstanding.
Yep.
It trades around just around 70 cents Canadian. And it's gone up about 100% this year.
Yeah.
Based on, in part, the gold price, and also in part, that the results coming out of Black Pine are, in a lot of cases, 2 to 5 to 8 times in some of these drill holes what a run-of-mine oxide heap leach mine is operating at in the Great Basin now.
Wow.
So the average grade of a run-of-mine oxide mine is probably around 0.48 grams.
Okay.
And we just published a hole on a new discovery the other day, and it was 10 meters of 1.5 grams, followed by 9 meters of 6.1 grams.
Yeah.
Followed by 53 meters of 4.39 grams.
Wow.
And that's 95, 97% cyanide soluble. Now you know why there's so much interest in the company.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's fantastic. Definitely one I'll put on my watch list as well. Thanks so much. I've been speaking with Cal Everett, who is the president and CEO of Liberty Gold. Liberty Gold trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol LGD. Thank you so much again, Cal, for joining us and sharing some insightful information about Liberty Gold with our Stockhouse podcast listeners. Again, I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast from the floor of the Denver Gold Forum. Thanks for listening. Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.